Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Carl and DeBoss, 7:05 in the morning, April the 3rd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go on to KCNR1460.com and go into the listen to us. Say you want to listen to the show, just poke there, and then you can join our chat room, which is what I'm trying to do right now. After I get this thing going. But I'm always joined, of course, by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. Excuse me while I answer this real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, people are calling already. Oh, good. You know, today we've got a real fast show today. Really, it's going to be very, very, a lot of people on it. We try not to do that all the time, but a lot of things breaking in the news. Dolores Lucero is going to be on later on. About another 10 or 12 minutes, talking about what's going on with her. She's, again, front page news and what's going on in the city of Shasta Lake. We're going to be talking about the debate last night. We had 7 of the 8 congressional delegates there. It was interesting. I was there. It was exciting. 400 people. I'd say at least that place was standing room only. It was, and that's good to see. People of all persuasions. We're there. And then we're going to be talking the job fair. We're going to be talking about genetically modified food and about this initiative that's going on. But you know what we're going to do besides just start off and say hello to Bad Bob. Hello, Bad Bob.
And good morning. We'll have the weather momentarily.
Yeah, and Linda's on assignment. She'll be back. We'll talk more about that. Let's go to the phones right away. Charles, good morning.
Hello, Charles.
Charles, you're up. Hello, Charles.
One moment. Let's try that.
Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have you started off early this morning, Charles?
Well, yeah, I heard the guest roster, and I figured I'd better get in early.
Yeah, and plus, in between, I get to say things about Obama. So, anyway,
oh, yeah.
What's up?
Well, the question and answer sessions that followed last night's debate.
Okay, I wasn't there for that part.
Well, the person who sat beside me was telling me, "Oh, you gotta ask Unisted that dam removal question again. He's come around some since that radio interview, and you really need to ask him about it." And she was kind of getting on me to ask him the question, and I was kind of reluctant to do that. So finally, as a bunch of the candidates had already left their classrooms, I went into Honested's room to go ahead and ask him the question. I thought, okay, I'll be fair and ask the question again. And so I did, and he just went into a meltdown.
Really? Why?
Well, apparently, this is a question that he didn't want to be asked.
Well, he was asked it before, what he thinks about the dam removals.
I know.
The extension of the dam and the dam removals.
Well, he repeated the answer he gave before, and then there was a pause in his answer, and I thought, okay, he's finished his answer, so I might, either make, say something in follow-up or something, and because he was allowing others in the room to do that, and so I thought, okay, I'll say something in follow-up, and as soon as I, no sooner did I open my mouth, then He just said, "I'm Dr. Hill." And, you know, as, I mean, he didn't use the words shut up, but he might just as well have. And that, and he finished his remarks by saying, "If you don't favor removing these dams, then you're not for private property rights." And he just, was throughout his whole response, just went on and on about how Rupert Murdoch, this was Rupert Murdoch's decision, blah, blah, blah. And
Rupert Murdoch, I think, owns the dams. Isn't that one of his companies or something? I'm not sure. I'd have to check that.
And,
hey, Charles.
And
Charles, we're going to have to run because I've got...
I know, but I mean, you know...
I know.
The long and the short is, I mean, if he's going to react like that to a question he didn't really want to hear, he sounds like he's not going to be very approachable in any case if he's elected to Congress. And I just thought it be, you know, just thought I'd get the word out about that.
Oh, well, that's true. And, you know, in fact, when he was our senator, I only saw him, I think, one time in all the time he was senator up here. Anyway, Charles, got to go. Got to run to Wells Fargo.
All right.
Thanks for the call, because we'll be talking more about this, too.
All right. Thanks.
You bet.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. In fact, let's go to Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over a half hour in today's trading. The markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points at 13,258. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1417. While the NASDAQ Composite's up 5 points at 3124. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 110 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 6 cents at $9.63. Ford's up 22 cents at $12.84. General Electric down 3 cents at $19.99. And General Motors down 31 cents at $26.45. Of local interest, PG&E down 22 cents at $43.27. Costco's off 33 cents at $91.50. And North Valley Bank is up 56 cents at $12.81 a share. Over in the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.17%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down 65 cents a barrel at $104.58. And precious metals are mixed, with gold up 11 cents an ounce at $16.77.36, while silver's down a penny at $32.95 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks so much, Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located out at Park Manor Drive. They're here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. We're going to take a break, come back, hit the weather, and just start rocking right there. Bad Bob, are you ready?
Absolutely.
You ready to rock?
I'll be ready.
You ready to roll? You ready to rumble? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, "I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy." And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl, Linda, Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:15, April the 3rd. If I had Bob, what's weather today?
Well, Carl, 20% chance of rain after 11 o'clock, and that'll increase to damn near a sure thing by the end of the day. And,
damn near sure thing?
Damn near sure
is
thing.
That, is that good radio talk or is that weather talk?
That's Redding talk, by golly.
Going to get a whole peapot full of rain today?
Is that Redding talk? I don't think we'll have cow on flat rock stuff, but it'll be it'll definitely add to what we've got going on. High near 65, overnight low around 42. And then it'll be tapering off tomorrow and a high near 57. Currently 53 degrees in town. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards again. Hand-tossed pizza on Thursday nights. And then, of course, dinner Friday and Saturday, music Friday and Saturday. Great food, a great entertainment, great ambiance out there. You can't beat it. It is. And if you want to get into the music rooms out there, it's 474-5546. Great debate last night at the Reading Tea Party, standing room only, as I said. The Moffa seemed to be the major target, followed by, actually, believe it or not, Jim Reed. The Moffa and Onstad obviously being the big dogs in this battle, didn't go after each other. I mean, you think they'd start nipping at each other. They didn't. The only thing that Doug LaMoffa did was popped up and said the he asked Onstad a question about Agenda 21. It's kind of like a slow pitch softball. And everybody's making their points. The big attacks on LaMoffa, of course, on the farm subsidies, which he said, look, you've got this was done years ago, decades ago, to protect the staple crops of wheat, corn, rice, and I think sorghum. That if you didn't give subsidies to the farmers because the other countries are subsidizing their farmers, they would be dumping all this on the market and putting our people out of business, i.e. steel. And you can take a look at other businesses in the United States that have gone out. That's what it is. He said, should it be changed? He said, yeah, but you got to change it from within. He says, but I'm not going to throw away my livelihood. I'm not going to throw away my legacy. I'm not going to throw away my family's farms on this. If it's going to be changed, then we need to change it. But I'm not going to put myself completely out of business because of this. It's right. It's tough because you're getting subsidies on one part and fighting against it on the other side. So, but LaMoff will be on here several times, so we'll be able to talk about it. But let's go to the phones here. The city of Shasta Lakes, a councilwoman, Dolores Lucero. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning.
Well, Dolores, since the last time we talked, you seem to have opened up another hornet's nest here.
Yeah, it seems that way. I think it takes someone like me willing to do it. And I think it was time that somebody did do that in the city of Shasta Lake.
Well, it's led to your arrest.
For
I think it was alleged that you falsified or lied to people about getting for them to sign this petition and then turn the petition in. So I think that's what it is, and it was for us for making false official statements. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Somehow you're getting cut off here.
Oh.
Everything what they're saying is not true. And, you know, I would never put myself in that situation to go this far, but the reason I'm going this far is because somebody needs to stand up for the citizens, and I think, you know, a lot of people take these public official positions, and they take it, but once you get on there and you're supposed to do the job, people just go halfway on the job, and your job is to protect the citizens, and what I've been doing is exposing what they've been doing behind closed doors and everything that has been going on for years, and nobody was willing to do it. And that's part of what public officials are supposed to do, get everything out in open. Transparency, it made people accountable. And unfortunately, as you as you know, this is what happens to people who's willing to step up and fight for the people.
Well, not everybody that steps up to fight for the people gets arrested. I mean, this is kind of an exception to it, wouldn't you say?
I
it's one thing to fight for the people, and I understand it. I understand that's, you know, we've given, because you've been on and said, hey, look, we believe these things are going on and they're wrong. Okay. The people, other people have said, no, that what you're doing is wrong, and they want to have a recall election. You feel so strongly about this. They say, yeah, but you know what? They got their signatures incorrectly, and now that's what's led to the formal charges.
Yes, I know that, but you know, they're lies, and I'm amazed, but I'm not surprised at them doing this to me, because when the two detectives who actually made an appointment to come over to my house at 3 o'clock, they actually went over the details on what they were planning to do, and they said they were going to plan to do is press charges against me and Kate Kobe, and unfortunately, I knew they weren't going to go after Kate Kobe, because I told him, I go, I know you're going to protect her, and I know this is a good old boy network, and this is corruption, and I said, where was the DA when I was trying to get him to look into the city of Shasta Lake breaking the law for 14 years, and there was also some documents that I gave to the DA regarding a council member regarding conflict of interest, and I explained to him who it was in detail and documents. Why didn't he take any, you know, action on that? Why am I hearing the DA now and that what he's going to do to me? Why didn't he return my phone call? How many times did I make phone calls to get his attention? He wouldn't take my phone calls.
Okay, look, we got to take a break here for some things we have to sell. Our guest, Dolores Lucero, city councilwoman of City of Shasta Lake, and in the middle of a huge fight right now, which has led to felony charges for falsifying petitions, I guess, making false official statements. And we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You see me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I
have to say is one reason I use cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl in the bot. Our guest is Dolores Lucero, and Dolores has just been into in a hornet's nest here lately. Hey, good morning, Dolores.
Good morning.
So you're gonna plead not guilty to this?
I didn't do anything. I'm not guilty of anything because I haven't done anything. And I'm going to fight it because I want to show everybody. I'm going to prove it. I know it's taking a long time to prove things, but like I said, I have done nothing. And I will prove it, and I will show everybody that we have a problem in the Shasta County. We have corruption. And it's taking, I don't know why nobody's, you know, has come forward all this time. And I guess the way I feel, it takes someone like me to come forward. I know I'm taking the hits, I'm taking a lot, and I even went to jail. I never had any criminal background, I never done anything like this or anything, but I'm fighting for what's right. How are we supposed to take our local government back and make them accountable when they're doing something wrong? We need to step up, and this is what it takes, and I want to do it. Because, you know, times right now we're having so many different things, you know, that it's going to be critical for our future. And we don't do something about this, we're going to be in bad shape. We all know that. But if we don't get our heads out of the sand, I don't know. I hope people wake up to start coming forward instead of just calling me and telling me we're behind you. But we're, you know, I need more.
They're way behind. Hey, one of the things you said that was also the referendum, the number of signatures for the local referendum to put it on, or for the raising electrical rates to put it on a referendum, mm-hmm. was short. It said 113 of the 338 signatures were from non-Shasta, City of Shasta Lake residents.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because I knew that's what they were going to do. I just knew it. I mean, I expected that from them.
Who's that?
Well, I figured that, you know, the county and whoever goes over the signatures.
Well,
it's not
anybody from the City of Shasta Lake. It is the county that takes
right.
a look at all the signatures, and what they do is they balance them against their addresses.
Yes, I understand that. But, you know, and I...
So, wait a minute. Now, this takes us to another point, then. Are you saying then the county falsified those records?
No. What I'm saying is we have a problem, and we need to figure out why do we have to fight so hard to make things right? And why... I mean, here's... the thing, I went to every single door where people were registered voters, and I asked, are you registered voters? Unfortunately, some of people will be not registered voters, but I went through the Windsor State. I mean, a lot of people there are registered voters. So I do find it very, you know, disturbing that everything I've been doing so far has been, I've been attacked, and it's called retaliation because I exposed the City of Shasta Lake for them breaking the law for 14 years. And that's where it all started. As you know, Tim Pappas sent a letter to the City of Shasta Lake how they were trying to pass a code of conduct to silence me. And there's, you know, all their...
Well, that didn't happen, though.
Pardon me?
They didn't pass that. They didn't pass
no,
that
they
law.
Didn't because yeah. somebody sent them a letter. They tried to... But that's what I'm saying. They've been getting away with so many things. Why hasn't the DA jumped in? Why has anybody done anything? Why are they allowing them to break the state law for 14 years? That's where I don't understand.
Well, I tell you what, Dolores, we've run out of time here because we've got a number of people. But I tell you what, we will stay with this. We will stay with this as long as it goes on, and you always have a voice here.
Okay.
All right, Dolores. Thank you so much for calling. This is Carl Lindebaugh at Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a break right now for the news. When we come back, we've got Barbara Harrison here. We're going to be talking about a walk a mile in her shoes.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a mild start to the trading day on Wall Street. The markets are mixed in early trading ahead of news from the Federal Reserve, which will release minutes from its last meeting, minutes on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down roughly 17 points. Two of Detroit's big three automakers are out with their March sales numbers. Ford's figures are up 5% from the same time last year. It also marks the company's best sales for the month of March in 5 years. Chrysler posted its 24th straight month of year-over-year sales gains, with a jump of 34%. Groupon's revision of its fourth quarter results has drawn the interest of the Securities and Exchange Commission. According to the Wall Street Journal, the agency has launched a preliminary probe of Groupon because Groupon said its figures were weaker than first reported. It had to account for an increase in the amount of money it set aside for refunds. The SEC still hasn't decided if it will launch a formal investigation. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Casino April 14th for their cool April Night Show and Shine. Festivities begin at 11 a.m. in front of the casino. Enter your hot rod early. Just register at the River Club by April 9th and receive $5 free slot play. An exclusive Cool April Nights t-shirt and a food ticket. Best in Show gets $50 free slot play. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $2. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBot. Linda's on assignment. It is April the 3rd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You know, when we have Dolores Lucero, she feels like she can come on and give her side of it and be treated with civility, which is what we do to anybody or for anybody like that. It's the whole thing is when the phone call ends, it's kind of like, wow. It's, you know, small town politics, it's, or large town politics. I'm the DA, I know Steve Carlton and I know Tom Pasenko, and they honorable men. I think Dolores believes in what she's doing. I sense that she believes in what she's doing. I'm not sure that it's correct or the way she's going about it is the best way, but I think that she believes in it. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, and I believe in them. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They've got great sales going on, the Italian roast, the Portland blend, the cookies and cream. 20-ounce coffee drinks there this month for $3. And you can also buy part of those huge, huge Mega Million cards there. Though when I bought my $500 million one, it didn't win. But that's okay.
It explains your presence.
It explains my presence. Also, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Go there. Joe and Shelley support our community. What can I say? 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, our next guest, whom I love to have on, they're not strangers to KCNR and Free Fire, Barbara Harrison. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Let me get you a little closer there.
Thank you.
You're sitting where Linda usually sits.
Well, I'm honored.
Well, that's why I come over here so often and just kiss you on the forehead.
Uh-oh, don't tell Linda.
I won't. And, of course, Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
You're standing here with a set of shoes.
Yeah, these are my shoes for Walk a Mile.
Walk a Mile in her shoes. That's what we're talking about today. Barbara.
But you have to explain that has a Red Cross thing on the front of it. So.
It has Red Cross. And, in fact, the last time I saw a pair of shoes like this, they're kind of like this hard leather with a red, white with red crosses on the toes and these high heels was in a movie that Bob dropped out of his pack and it had on there Naughty Nurses.
I am frightened that such things are available on the market, quite frankly.
I think they're kind of cool.
They're six inch heels,
uh-huh.
Platforms, lovely shoes, white patent leather.
You're going to wear those?
That's about an inch and a half platform on there, too.
Yeah, of course I'm going to wear them. I'm going to walk a mile in them.
Well, if I was you, I'd have an ambulance following you. Those are your ankles. Anyway, let's talk about Walk a Mile in your shoes. What is Walk a Mile in her shoes?
Walk a Mile started back east, and it's a national organization that goes into the different cities and towns and helps us put on these walks. And the money is raised for mostly abused situation. Like women's refuge.
Right.
And the money goes to keeping the thing alive. There's a lot of expense in women's refuge that people don't realize.
And a lot of the money has been cut back from the government because
Absolutely.
All those programs have been cut back. And women's refuge has a number of fundraisers. This is just one of them. I've participated in it. And Tom Basenko. In fact, there's, almost everybody I know, including Bad Bob, who looks good in his fuzzy slippers with the big heels on them.
Yes, he
has participated.
He looks great in them.
It's going to be
this Saturday. April the 7th. Be at 8:30 down at the Promenade Downtown Mall.
It's a lot of fun, guys.
It's a lot of fun, and there's still plenty of time for you to get registered. You can go on ChastaWomensRefuge.org, and you can get online and do your registration there, or you can be at the mall at 8:30 in the morning on Saturday, and we will get you registered.
And how much does it cost to register?
It's free to register.
You get your donations from your friends and family, and they promote you, so there's no cost.
Are you walking there, Bad Bob?
Actually, I'll be handling the sound duties, the speaker system, and actually trying to make coherent noises over the microphone.
Oh, you should turn that over to Brenda and get out there and walk.
I think that's a good idea.
No.
So, but Randall, you're walking.
No, this is for this is basically for celebrities, and that ain't me.
That's not true.
No,
it's for
that is absolutely not true. This is for everybody. This is for everybody. And the way you do it is you sign up, and then you go to your friends, and you hit them just like you would if you were doing Amway or multi-level marketing, and you say, look, I'm going to walk a mile. How much do you want to pledge for that mile so we can help the Women's Refuge?
That's true.
And people will go, well, I'll give you $5 for a mile. And you get like a bunch of your friends or $1,000. If you're like, you know, Randall Hempling, who runs in those high circles, he gets $1,000 a mile probably.
No. But we have.
That was definite.
But we have six. We have six gentlemen at the hospital already that are registered that have gotten their $100.
Yeah. Already.
So that it's. And by the way, I won $162 in the lottery. I got three numbers, and all of that $162, I'm donating to this. So. That's a good use for lottery winnings.
This is the twice that I've been with you that you've turned around and gotten money, free money, and turned around and donated it to people.
Yeah, I try to do that.
I think we all try and do that.
I think so too.
Yeah, extra little things when I get a little largesse from something, a little victory, whether it be lottery or something like that, I donate all of it.
You know, one of the things that's nice to have Randall here on the show is that he can explain a little bit about the SART program, which is run through Shasta Regional, and they have been so gracious the last few years in, supplying all those...
Everything
that a woman would need after going through a horrible experience.
Okay, but let's talk about that as soon as we get back.
Yeah, it's really, really great.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Barbara Harrison of Walk a Mile in Her Shoes in Women's Refuge.
Thank you.
And, of course, Randall Hempling from the Shasta Regional Medical Center, who's the CEO there. Is that the right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And
he's also on the board.
On the board of Women's Refuge and also has become a major player in our city in a short period of time as far as in the sense of helping people and helping Reading become a success. And this you don't know enough about him yet, but we're going to have him on again after this to talk about that. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Behind every motorcycle is the story of the person who rides it. Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see the all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200 V model. While you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Reading Harley-Davidson, offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off I-5. Get on your bike and ride without destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, 241-7177. That's 241-7177. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Reading City Council, and I've served as Reading's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
It's one for money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go cat go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Ooh, with the heels. Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bottling is on assignment. We're talking blue suede shoes and heels in this portion of the show, being brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A little ding in the windshield or cracks up to 24 inches long. We're talking that Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. He'll fix the little one. He'll fix the one that's 24 inches long. He guarantees his work. And we had a crack in our windshield. It was over a foot long that he fixed over 3 years ago now. And it's still, you still can't tell it's there. What can I say about that? It's just outstanding work. Local guy, veteran, give him a call at 241-8373 or visit him at 3208 South Market Street, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Our guest, Barbara Harrison from Women's Refuge. What, you're not really from Women's Refuge. You're just involved in everything that has to do with anything. Okay, you're on the board there, but you're involved with everything.
I'd like to be, okay.
Yes, you are. And, you know, a mainstay in our city.
Thank you.
And, of course, Randall Hempling, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and he's got his shoes that he'll be walking in. And this is a former Marine, so there's no cami on them. It's just white with red little red crosses on, you know, really they're kind of tasteful.
It's good. Yeah, they're more like
very,
targets.
Very tasteful.
Okay, you know, something else that Shasta Regional does, and that provides...
We provide the SART program, S-A-R-T. It stands for Sexual Assault, I believe it's Resource Team.
Yeah.
And it's the... we provide 24-hour nurses on call available to care for women that have been abused, and that's everything for women and children, who sexual assault victims. We're the only hospital in the North State that does that, and most all of them dropped it because it's expensive to keep the nurses on call to do that. We serve Shasta County. We have tried to help the other counties as well, but we're not able to do that all the time. But what's required is that people come in. They need about 6 hours to do the basically debriefing and get all the forensic evidence and maintain the chain of evidence and to take care of them psychosocially so that they can continue in their lives and be able to participate in getting the criminal, getting the animal that did this to them so that those people go away. In the absence of this type of program, the victims back out sometimes. It's a very, very difficult time of their lives, and we're real happy to do that, provide the service.
Well, it sounds like something that obviously needs to be done.
Well,
and
what they do there...
And without it would have a tremendous impact on people.
What they do there is they give them a room of their own. In other words, they're not sitting in an ER room somewhere with, 10 other people walking around or walking in and out beyond a curtain. They're in a room by themselves with the nurses, and it's total privacy. So it takes a little bit of the...
Are there a lot of instances of children being sexually assaulted?
Not a lot, but it's there.
It's there, yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
And this is also a service for men, too. People keep forgetting that
men
get assaulted, and it's a service for them, too.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, we appreciate that, Randall. We appreciate
it. Yeah, really.
Well, we're happy to do it.
Shasta Regional Medical Center a lot. One of the but going back to our walk a mile, tell us again.
This Saturday, rain or shine. You may have to bring an umbrella. We don't know.
Let me tell you, my friends, I've done it. I've worn a boa around my neck and a huge floppy hat with flowers on it because people paid me extra money to do that, to make myself look like that. But I did it. And
so what do we have to pay you this year? What are you going to do?
It'd be a big surprise.
Okay, fine.
But it's a great way to raise money. And I tell you, after walking a mile, the first time around, the first lap, there were people trotting backwards. By the time the second lap was over, talk about some whining going on there.
Oh,
and people
yeah.
are dressed up like the about like a Star Trek guys. You see people with great looking dresses on. Their toes, like six guys show up, like big burly guys like lumberjacks with their toes had been painted.
and they all had like matching fingernails, you know, toenails.
Wait till you see this. Well, you have seen the socks from Wind River with the guys are wearing.
Wind River, yes.
That was at Pizza and Pump's.
Yeah, that was there too. You know, it's just a, what can I say? Except it's a great way to participate, and it's a great way to help out a super organization, Women's Refuge, which is, you all know, Linda and I are up to our thighs in support of the Women's Refuge.
Sure. Also, this month, April, is sexual awareness for the whole month, and there are a couple other things that are going on throughout the month, too, so you can check our website for those dates and times for different things to attend.
Like what?
We're doing a sock hop Monday night of Cool April Nights inside the auditorium. It's going to be a ball. Pizza, hamburgers, cars inside to display. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming. Any last-minute thoughts?
No, I do. Hope to see a lot of guys out there. And well, it does, honestly, it begs the question why women wear high heels at all. It is brutal to walk around.
They wear it for one reason. Well, two reasons. Men and other women. That's why they wear these strange clothes.
Okay.
You know, just, makes their legs look a certain way. And then they like, you know, another woman go, oh, look at those shoes. Oh, I mean, how many times have you gone to a place? Come on now.
Yeah.
Randall, you saw it. You saw other people, when girls show up with certain types of shoes, other girls flock around and go, oh, where'd you get those shoes? Linda has taken a pair of shoes she wore for 2 hours the other day, and I think she's thrown them away. She said she will never wear shoes like that again.
How much did they cost?
I don't know.
Ooh, sore subject.
You know, at this point, it's like asking, why did geese fly over? You know, something like that. They're just there. Okay. Thank you so much. And we'll keep talking about this walk a mile in their shoes all week long.
Thank you.
All right. No, thank you very much for what you do. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebotlin is on assignment, 7:54 in the morning. Our guest, Carrie Ann Jean. And we're going to have... Hi, Carrie Ann.
Hi.
Talk into there. Okay. Yeah, talk into there. Okay, genetically modified food, we're seeing a whole lot about that. A lot of people are upset about it. The thing is that it does not, you know, a lot of people like to know if they have genetically modified food in their food they're eating, right?
Exactly, yep.
Okay, but there's no way of finding that out right now, is there?
There's really not a way to know because there's no labels on our food to let us know for sure.
And that's what you're in here to talk about. There's an initiative measure to be... to have a bunch of have petitions signed to say that they would like to have, if food is genetically altered or modified,
right,
it should be on the labeling process.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a time right now. We have until April 18 to get these signed to be able to get this on the ballot for this coming election. By getting this signed, we would... hopefully be able to vote on it this election and be able to eventually have labels on our foods to let us know if there are any GMO ingredients. So when I say GMO, that means genetically modified organism. It's also called genetically engineered food.
Is any genetically engineered food good for you?
No. You know, here's the thing. Whether you are pro-GMO or against GMO, the fact is, as consumers, we need to know what we're eating.
That's
not
the big question.
It's not fair just to put it, yeah. It's not, you know, don't put it in there and just kind of slide it in and not let us know what we're eating. So I definitely am against GMOs. I've done a lot of studying on it and reading everything I can get my hands on it. I've been doing that for about 3 years now.
And we're going to have a complete show on this, by the way. And okay. We just wanted to get this out a little bit early because these petitions have to be signed by...
Well, here in Reading, we want to turn them in by April 18 to Gorilla Bites. Brian Garcia is heading that up. He's the owner of Gorilla Bites restaurant in Reading. We want it in by the 18th so that he can actually mail it because it has the absolute deadline for California is April 22. So he has to be able to get it in the mail, get it there in time. So April 18 is our last time. And anybody who would like to sign it, please go to Gorilla Bites. They are always available there to sign. There are also people at various stores in the community collecting signatures.
Dr. Trudy Pratt's office is
exactly.
Down there.
She's Dr. Got Trudy
it.
Pratt.
Uh-huh. Now, this is not whether you're for or against it or you believe it should be done or not done. This is the fact is that they've added genetically modified organisms to our food, and we just want to know, okay, this has it in there. We mark certain things organic. Why shouldn't we be able to have on a little label on a can, this has got genetically modified organisms?
Exactly. You know, they estimate about 70% to 80% of our food in the supermarket has genetically modified ingredients in it. And most people will not know that unless you know what the five main crops are. They are soy, corn, canola, cotton, and sugar from sugar beets. And so soy right now is up to almost 95% of crops are genetically modified. So the ingredients, you know, such as soy protein, soy lecithin, anything like that derived from soy, that is a genetically modified ingredient. And most people don't know that. When you pick up, you know, something that's soy, you think, oh, this might be healthy for me. But you don't know about the fact that it's genetically modified. So, and then all the other crops are way up there, too, in the 80 and 90 percentile. They are genetically modified. And people don't really realize that. So unless you're actively avoiding those ingredients, you are eating GMOs in your food.
Okay, let's go to the phones real quick. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Fine. You know, we got just a couple minutes.
I know you're on a time limit, so I'm going to ask this real quick of your guest. I would just like to know if there has been in her research any indications of physical changes or anything that's taken place as a result of the altered food. have there been any documented cases that it's caused problems in human health?
If you check out the book Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith, he has over 68 documented cases where there are major issues with animals that are eating this. There are independent and industry studies that show direct relevance that there is a correlation between eating GMOs and failed organs and even up to death, reproductive issues, you name it, and these animals are showing it. Right now, the FDA...
In humans?
In humans, there are... the only human study that has been done was with a group of people that had colostomy bags, which means that their lower intestines were removed. And then they studied what came through in there to see if there was any GMO presence in there. And they did see that their gut bacteria was herbicide resistant because GMOs are created that way to be able to resist herbicides when the crops are sprayed. So that is the only human study, but the fact is that they do not require any safety studies at all before releasing this into the public.
That's just plain pathetic.
Okay,
exactly.
Now,
thank you.
Okay, now we're going to have this, we've got a break for the news. What we're going to do is we're going to bring you back, Carrie-Anne, okay, when we can take a whole half hour to talk with you, all right?
Okay.
We'll be more for this, but we'll talk about this later on this week, too. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back with Veterans and Jobs.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was targeting someone who wasn't even there. That's the gunman's apparent motive in yesterday's massacre in Oakland, California that left 7 dead. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, live outside Oikos University.
Dave, Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan says 43-year-old Juan Go had difficulty at the school with his language skills and was upset with an administrator. He couldn't find her, but walked into a classroom with a gun.
He asked them to line up. Not everyone was cooperative, and that's when he began shooting.
He says Go is being cooperative, but is not remorseful. He'd been kicked out of the university. Now Jordan says they're searching for the semi-automatic weapon that was used in the shooting, Dave.
Jessica, Republicans are going to the polls in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. And Mitt Romney hopes they give him most of the 90-plus delegates at stake today.
The right thing for us, I think, is to get a nominee as soon as we can and be able to focus on Barack Obama.
So he and Republican Party leaders are teaming up.
Both the RNC and the Romney campaigns are coordinating joint fundraising activities. That's not to say that the nomination contest is over, but the RNC is eager to start gathering money to get ready for the fall campaign.
Fox's Steve Brown. President Obama is also eyeing the election. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
In a pattern that's becoming familiar, the president gives a major speech as GOP voters are going into primaries. The president will repeat his call for tax fairness, particularly his so-called Buffett rule. He'll also attack the House Republican budget as being bad for Medicare. Now, the president's own budget was recently rejected by the House unanimously when Republicans brought it up as a tactical move. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have not presented a budget in 3 years. Dave?
Mike, we were out buying more cars and trucks last month, especially more fuel-efficient ones as gas prices surged. Chrysler's sales up 34% in the U.S. GM rose 12%. Ford's increased 5%. But on Wall Street, the Dow's down 10 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries have amazing antioxidant properties, but eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements combining the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
Listeners, here's a way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com.
Russia's deputy foreign minister says Syria's government has started implementing the plan, brokered by former UN head Kofi Annan, to end a year of deadly fighting. The ceasefire plan calls for government troops to be out of cities and towns a week from today. And the Syrian rebels they've been battling are skeptical. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has been talking to some of them along the Syrian-Turkey border and now joins us live.
Dave, here in Hatay, near the Syrian border, army defectors and opposition fighters come back to visit their families and rest. They say President Assad is just buying time and has no intention of ending the violence. Free Syrian Army Commander Musab al-Wawi returned from fighting in Syria 5 days ago. He used to be a first lieutenant in the Syrian Air Force before he defected. He says if the world won't arm them,
if they don't trust us with the weapons, let them provide us with air support. We are on the ground, that's all we need.
He says they have the numbers with defections happening every day. Dave?
Now, Emily, there's also from the U.S. a $10 million bounty now on a Pakistani militant blamed for the 2008 attacks in Mumbai, Hafiz Saeed. Also, a new warning, a terror warning for New York.
It looks like a postcard, but the headline in bold letters reads, Al-Qaeda coming soon again in New York. The chilling graphic has appeared on several Al-Qaeda internet forums and has both the FBI and the NYPD scrambling to locate its origin. According to the NYPD spokesman Paul Brown, the police department is taking it very seriously, as they do on all things like this. The NYPD Intelligence Division's cyber unit is trying to find out if it's a credible threat. The FBI released a statement saying that the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is aware of the posting and investigating its authenticity and origin.
That is Courtney Keeley. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's here, but Linda's on assignment. It's April the 3rd, and it is 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many of you had. A lot of people are talking about that last segment. Let's catch up on what we've done today so far. We've had Dolores Lucero in here and calling in to talk about what was going on in the latest turmoil. And she feels like she's speaking up, and she's speaking up for the people, yet, you know, that she's trying to be silenced. I think it goes down into methods, you know, that speaking up for the people and methods on how to do that. I mean, frankly, but the only voice that she has to be able to speak is here, and not necessarily in the paper, in sound bites or whatever. And so, you know, that facing a felony arrest is not a not an easy thing. Anyway, she was on earlier this morning. Then we talked about walking a mile in her shoes and all the stuff that's going on this weekend with that, of course, on April 7th. Then we just talked to Carrie Ann Geen about the signatures they need to have genetically modified food. If you're going to be eating genetically modified food, that's fine. I mean, if that's, you know, you don't care, that's great. But you should know that it's in your food that you're buying if they have genetically modified organisms in your food. And that's what they're looking for, is just to have it labeled, not to have it banned, but just to have your food labeled so that you can pick that as a consumer. So that's where we are right there. Now, do we have, we're going to mix things up just a little bit here. We're going to go to Chris Lasondak right now from our Wells Fargo Advisors Fire Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. We're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are now mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 13,246. The S&P 500 down just about 2 points at 1,417, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 7 points at 3,127. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 185 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 7 cents at $21.12. Intel's down 9 cents at $28.28. Microsoft down 27 cents at $32.01. While Apple's up $13.20 at $631.70. Of local interest, Costco down 70 cents at $91.13. North Valley Bank up 56 cents at $12.81. And Home Depot's adding 22 cents at $50.21. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.17%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down 19 cents a barrel at $105.04, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $2.74 an ounce at $1674.51, while silver is up 7 cents an ounce at $33.03. This is Chris Losondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And that's Chris Losondek. Chris, thank you so much for coming on. And they're here with us, Wells Fargo Advisors, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they start our day off letting us know what's happening on Wall Street. And that's either good or bad, but you know what? Everything is always good when you go down and see the Wells Fargo Advisors down there on Park Marina Drive. We're gonna take a quick break here and come back. Our guest, Jim Sane and Amber, I'll get this, Amber Yerton. And they're here to talk about the Veterans Job and Resource Fair that's going to be happening here very soon. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBot, good morning. 8:10 in the morning. We've got so many things going on here. This portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank Business of the Year, according to the Chamber of Commerce. Business of the Year of 2011. It was not just because they do great things for their customers, but it's because they do great things for their community. They go out, they volunteer to help. And again, local banks, my friends, local banks make the difference. Big banks, national level banks. I mean, no offense to them, but frankly, I would never use them. I would always use a local bank first. Mm-hmm. I would. It's a local business. The people know you. You walk in there. That's like all of our local banks. Always take a look at them. But North Valley Bank, Business of the Year. What can we say? Okay, our guest, as we said before we left, was Jim Sane and Amber Yerton from the Employment Programs here, the Veterans Employment Services from EDD.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you've got something going on here, right?
We do indeed.
You can say hello to Amber.
Hello.
There you go. See, she just
I have to follow quiet. That.
What's going on, Jim?
Well, coming up Thursday, day after tomorrow, is our annual job fair and resource activity. This time we call it the Veterans Resource and Job Fair, primarily because, number one, it's being held at the Veterans Memorial Hall over on Yuba Street, right next to the old post office. We want to make a caution right now to let know this is open not just to veterans, but it's open to the entire public. Anyone that's trying to seek employment is welcome there.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And what is there some rules for this, though, right?
Well, there's some basic guidelines that we think that those that want to attend should consider. One would be come prepared for an interview. There will be employers who will be hiring there. That's number one.
Who are some of the employers that will be there?
Well, we have almost about five of the resorts coming. We also have some agencies. We have a couple of government agencies that are hiring. And Amber's got the list, and she memorized everything.
Didn't quite memorize, but I did bring the list. So we have about 40 employers and resources that are going to be available there.
So this is important, my friends, if you're going to be going there is on Thursday morning, is that you go there dressed.
Correct.
And ready to get a job. If you come in there with your best torn T-shirt riding in off your Harley, and this is what you and you go in there, you could have all the qualifications in the world, but that may not be exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah, so, jammies and bunny slippers are not appropriate.
And we did have that one time.
We did.
I thought she was joking until she pointed it out last year.
Okay.
And by the way, we have to be careful how we make comments about Harley. Amber is a Harley girl.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yes, actually, I am.
Well, I knew there was something about you I liked here, Amber.
Yeah, Why do you think I brought her? I love my Harley.
Oh, yeah, what do you ride?
I have a soft tail, and I also have a shovel head.
You have two.
I have two.
Well, that's right. You work for the government.
I had those actually before the government. I actually had to refinance them afterwards.
Before the government, then that's okay. All right, let's go back. Let's get back on subject here. All right, now, so this is going to happen on Thursday, April 5th. It goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Correct.
And you're going to have over 40 people or groups there that are going to, can they hire that day? Would they actually?
If they choose to.
If they choose to, you could get a job that day.
Potentially.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we also have facilities set aside for the employers who may find a real hot ticket candidate. They can go off into a private room and interview at that time. Plus, we have provided for a place for the candidates to fill out immediate applications. However, you pointed out something earlier in coming prepared. One of the things that we tell people when they call in on the phone is if you have a resume, get copies of it and bring it with you, number one. Number two, you could fill out a generic application ahead of time so you look like you're ready to go. These are the things that impress employers, plus the appearance, of course.
The resume critique. So somebody's going to, if you bring in your resume, and so somebody's going to be able to sit there with you and say, you know, if you put it like this, or you might want to change it like this, because, you know, no matter how many resumes you do, because you write a resume for the job. I mean, that's true.
Yes. You know, each job should have its own resume.
You have the same qualifications, but you want to emphasize different ones when you're going into jobs.
You can massage it for each job, absolutely.
And having somebody that's an expert take a look at it that does hiring, say, okay, you know what? You know, I find that this is a huge strength that you have not outlined or not highlighted here. So they can help you with that. Now, veterans benefits and resources will also be there. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So veterans coming in there. Now, do veterans get extra points or anything being hired by the county or the city?
They can award extra points based on their veteran status, and if they're disabled, they also get extra points.
Is that for the city or the county? Do we know?
It depends on the employer. The county, I believe, awards extra points for that.
Yeah.
I know state definitely does. Federal does.
I was wondering if the city does then.
I haven't seen anything recently, but there would be no reason why they wouldn't because they're also supported by federal funds, which would probably dictate that, too, as a federal employer.
So then, okay, so veterans, if you come in and you've got an honorable discharge, and so you could get extra points, that helps when you're going into jobs if you're looking at that, and as it should, because you've got a lot of training.
We don't have all the details, but there was an extra incentive on behalf of employers to hire veterans. And this is something that veterans can't come in and just start swinging around and saying, look, if you hire me, you're going to get a tax credit and all this. But there are tax credits for employers, and we're waiting right now for the final copies and the papers to come.
You get a tax break if you're a disabled veteran that owns a business that hires other veterans?
Well, they would automatically, but it's the veterans that issue. It's the employers that get the credit, not the veterans.
Oh, okay. I understand. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, Bad Bob. And our guest, Jim Sane and Heather Yurton, who rides Harleys, and she's got two, and I'm jealous. Two, huh?
Two. One and a half.
Oh, what's that mean?
And one of them was inherited. It was my father's, and it needs a wee bit of work.
Aw. That's cool.
And to think that I brought her to talk about Veterans Affairs, and now we're talking about Harleys.
Well, I'm going to ride this dog with the Veterans Job and Resource Fair to at least a half hour. People are going to know everything they want. Then we're going to get into your background, Jim. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Oh, yes, and Ron Paul is going to be in Chico tonight. We're going to talk about that one a little bit, since we have so many Ron Paul supporters in our chat pack there that are just strong for this man. So he's going to be down there. So I imagine I know where a few people will be tonight. We'll be right back.
Talk about customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
He's from a small town, but he's got a big-time voice.
That's how I got to be this way.
Justin Moore, April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. Bringing the party from the backwoods to the concert stage.
Holy have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
Justin Moore.
I'm proud to say I love this place. Good old small town USA.
April 25th, 7:30 at Wind River Casino Event Center. With special guest, Whiskey Dog. Justin Moore. Get tickets now by stopping by the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at winriver.com. April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. The new album, Outlaws Like Me, available now.
We can't even beat her.
Don't miss Justin Moore live. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped.
On Saturday, April 7th, 10 a.m. at the north end of Market Street Promenade, real men in Shasta County will step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Please call 244-0118, extension 202, or go online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Take a stand against domestic violence and sexual assault April 7th at the Market Street Promenade. Women everywhere will thank you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment today. I know you're listening, honey. Okay, I'll stand closer to the microphone. 8:21 in the morning, April the 3rd, 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. He has got a deal, as they did last month, and Bad Bob was quite upset. If you're a veteran, you can win a $300 tattoo. That's right. Just go on down to 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama and sign up there. And you can win a $300 tattoo if you're a veteran. Or you can spiffy up the old one. Or like Bad Bob does, cover up the names of all the girls he's been with. That's a big tattoo, covers most of his back. Bad Bob is quite upset. He didn't win this time. He's going back down. He's going to enter again. Now, if you are not a veteran, you want to go down there, you mention us in this ad, and you get a 20% discount on your tat. Wow. Or your piercing. And I tell you what, to the end of April. So anybody you know there, Harley girl, that wants to get a new tat or change the old tat, there you go. Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. That was a 2-minute commercial for a 10-second read. Okay, moving on. Our guest today are Jim Sains and Amber Yerton, and they're here from the Employment Development Department. They're talking about the Veterans Job and Resource Fair. And as long as we're talking about that, if you don't mind me piling on here, we're talking about the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. We're going to have Deborah Yule, the Program Specialist, Independent Living Services, Reading, and Paul P. Gilman, Mission Hill Mortgage Bankers. They're going to be there to talk about things that are going on, Social Security, Veterans Resources. They're going to be helping those veterans that need some help, and they're going to be giving out a lot of information. Now, that's tomorrow. on April 4th at 11:30 a.m. to the Student Center at Shasta College on Old Oregon Trail. And bring your lunch and just listen to what's going on. And this is sponsored by the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy, one of our favorite groups. The Reading Veterans Resource Center, again, one of our favorite groups.
Mm-hmm.
Give Mike Wiley a call at 472-1279. Now, that's tomorrow at Shasta College at the Student Center at 11:30. Go down and listen to them about for independent living services in Reading and mortgage bankers, Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. Okay, Jim and Amber. We've talked about the Veterans Job and Resource Fair. We've talked about you should come dressed for success.
Definitely.
In that sense. And if you don't have a suit, I wouldn't be worried about it. But the clothes you have, collared shirt, clean, able to sit down and be able to go to work. I mean, you could go to work tomorrow.
Yes. You should. When you go to an interview, you should actually dress appropriately for starting the job right then. So if you're going to be interviewing for a construction job, don't wear a tuxedo. Inappropriate. But
a collared shirt would be a good idea,
though. A collared shirt is good, and nice slacks, potentially, or jeans that don't have holes in them for
construction. Let me tell you something I'm looking at. If you come in and sit in front of me and you want a job, and I don't care about tasks. We're on radio. I don't care about that stuff. I talk to a person, but I look at them. Are their hands clean? You know, you don't have to have manicured nails, but are your hands clean? Is your face clean? Are your clothes clean? Can you hold a conversation with me? You don't have to dress with a suit, a $2,000 suit. You don't have to sit there and talk about world affairs with me. That's not what we're doing, and I think that is so important. If you can show up for an interview clean and sober and willing to work. I mean, right now the things we hear from people, and we get a lot of businesses in here, is having problems finding people that really want to work. And they're going to pay them good wages, too.
Yeah.
This is a theme that we hear from the employers because we are, Workforce Division is part of Employment Development Department, and we're basically there to serve the public through serving the employers. And when we secure job orders from the employers, we get this critique repeatedly. We have people that say they want to work, and sometimes they don't. There's no way we can screen them in or out, but we can just warn them. But it's a theme that we work on. And to accomplish to that end, we have provided for not just veterans, but for the public, we have a series of workshops that present the different things to help these people not only get a job, but how to keep one. And we have them every Friday at 9 in the morning until 12. And they cover various subjects. And they're welcome to call in and make a reservation. But that's what we're facing is there's a trend sometimes of wanting a job, but they need to know how to keep one. And we work with that.
Well, as one of our, as John just said in the chat room, he said, veterans know that. They don't like to be preached to. Well, John, that may be, but we're not just talking about veterans because this is open to everybody.
Correct.
Yeah, and I hate to say this, but I have seen some veterans show up for jobs that were not dressed appropriately. And what's appropriately is the fact is that it just wasn't appropriate what they were wearing. But this is, like we said, this is for a lot of people. And being reminded about something and being said, hey, be ready, get up for this. This is something that, gosh, tomorrow I could get a job. And if
That's
they
right.
come down to see you, Jim, or Amber, you all can give people jobs, right?
We can work on it.
We've been working on it. That's our job.
Jobs frequently.
That's your whole thing is finding people jobs.
Well, my particular job is working strictly with veterans. Amber works with the non-veterans. And I work with veterans on a one-on-one basis and try to find ways to them to amplify their skills, their abilities, their experience in order
so
to
they come down,
those jobs.
Well, let's go into that, too. So they come down to the EDD.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, look, I've been out of the service for 6 months. I can't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the unemployment rate for service people is much higher than it is for the general public. Which I have a real trouble with that one. Why that should be? I mean, these are people.
Should be the other way around.
It should be the other way around. It
exactly.
absolutely should be. Is that the veterans should be hired? Their unemployment rate should be like two.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why it's not.
Well,
I do have ideas why it is. Yeah. It's because there's so much crap in the papers and the media about, oh, these guys are coming back and they're, you know, they've all got post-traumatic stress, they've got all these problems, and it's a bunch of crap.
It is.
You know, and so they go back to their jobs and people are looking at them like they expect them to explode, which is untrue. I mean, it's just, you know. Anyway, but they can come in down to you all.
Correct.
And you can help them.
That's right.
Assist them in making that transition into a job.
That's what we do.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that we try to do, and we're just implementing another program on Monday mornings, is what we call the Coffee Clatch or Veterans Unlimited. If you're a veteran, you can come in at 8:30 to 9, stop and have some coffee and visit with us, and just meet other veterans and compare notes on where you're job shopping and how things are going in the community. If you have an issue or problem, we can sit down or we can break away one-on-one and work with them. And so far, it started out just about 3 weeks ago, and we're trying to let the public know that if you're a veteran and you're unemployed and you're really not sure where to go next, why don't you stop at the office on Monday mornings at 8:30 to 9, have some coffee with us, and we'll introduce you to what we have.
Okay. That sounds like a good thing. Yeah, it's free. Yeah. Sounds like another way of doing things. Okay. Then Amber, you do things for the civilian side.
I do. Actually, I work more with the employers. Employers are looking to hire people, I'm actually trying to get jobs posted into CalJobs, which is the state website for jobs. Also, to informing employers about tax credits that are available for potential employees. So definitely, right now I believe it's up to $10,000 for veterans. Some veterans will give an employer $10,000 in tax credits. That's a credit, not a deduction. So big difference there.
We'll give them a credit, not a deduction. Okay. Yeah. Well, we got to take a break here. We're going to hold y'all over for a couple more minutes on the other side because you've got some other things y'all do too.
Thank you.
That falls in besides us. Now, just remember the Veterans Job and Resources Fair is going to be Thursday, April 5th. We're going to take a quick break, talk a little bit more about that, and a couple of questions. If you got questions for them, just give us a call at 605-4567 or put it in the chat room. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The intended target of a massacre at Oikos University in Oakland, California.
A particular administrator. We know the administrator was not here.
7 people died, 3 wounded. Juan Go arrested a supermarket about an hour later. Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan says Go was expelled from the school and had been upset about teasing over his poor English skills. Chrysler's best month in 4 years.
The automaker saw a jump of 34% compared to a year ago on strong sales of its Fiat small cars and Chrysler sedans. GM sales rose 12% last month, a good one for the Sonic Subcompact, the Cruze, and the Chevy Volt. Ford says its sales were up 5% in March on strong demand for the Focus. Ford says its F-Series pickups rose 9%.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Check on Wall Street. The Dow is down 49 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. cookies, and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment, 8:35 in the morning, April the 3rd. Oh, my gosh. What's the weather look like today, Bad Bob?
Well, Carl, what we're going to be seeing today is mostly cloudy skies and increasing chances of rain. Winds out of the northeast, about 9 miles an hour. Not a lot of rain out of this system, but it will remain off and on precipitation through tomorrow. And right now, look for a high today of about, let's call it 65. Tonight's low 42. Currently, it is 43 degrees in Reading, and the report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, Thursday nights is handmade pizza. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday night, great dinners. They have lunch out there every day. Well, I say Tuesday through Tuesday through Sunday. Super ambiance, super service, and great food. Always great food out there. And then, of course, the music on Friday and Saturday nights is just delightful. Give them a call at 474-5546. You will not be sorry. One of the people are writing in on the chat room. We got great people in our chat room, very intelligent, very, very up on things. And one of the things I just talked about, they're saying, son said, you know, my nephew or somebody came out, said, got a job in 5 days. She said, the jobs are here. He applied before he got here and got a job. The other one that just said, too, is that the Solar Trust, which has nothing to do with us, but it's another one of those solar companies backed by our government, just went bankrupt. And it's, what, $2.1 billion? Oh! We can talk. That'll be, we'll discuss that at a different day, because we're here with Amber Yerton.
Hello.
Hello. And Jim Sains, both from the Employment Development Department. Amber is also a Harley rider, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But it's kind of fun because, you know, to see somebody here that there's a bug in your right tooth. Right
there. Okay. Oh, she's extra protein.
Extra protein. Okay. Let's talk about a couple of other things that that your department does for veterans here, Jim. I think one of them was the Veterans Intensive Program.
Yes.
That's kind of cool. VIP.
Yeah, it's called VIP. We don't call it VIP. But after the protein comment, I don't know if I have anything to add to it. Anyway, if a client comes in who's a veteran, and honorably discharged one at that, we try to, number one, assess them and introduce them to the program. We have to determine, number one, are they job ready, or what barriers they have, what skills they may have, and it's then we do what we call an assessment, and we have a mutually agreed upon program that we might come up with, and that's employment program. We have to remember that certain barriers we are not capable of removing, but we can advise them on where to go to help them. In other words, we want to help them remove barriers.
What kind of barriers are we talking about?
Well, they could be anything from transportation. It could be a health issue. It could be a family situation. It could be lack of skills. Most often, unless it's recently released veterans, it could be a lack of skills or not sure what skills they actually have. So we try to go through the
whole
system.
Sometimes those skills are hard to relate to civilian jobs.
It is very hard until we try to.
It can be.
But there are websites like onet.gov and stuff like that where they can click on and they can find the reciprocal type of listing of skills and job titles that would come that would require the skills that they acquired in the military.
Well, you know, a machine gunner doesn't realize that he has a lot of skills besides shooting a machine gun. That transfer over, that people, the employers really do want. You know, the fact that he's there where he's supposed to be, the fact that he can work as a team, the fact that he's leadership, all that. It's not just shooting the machine gun.
Well, we mentioned it earlier, and that's a critical point about veterans, especially well-trained ones that we're seeing more and more of these days, is they know where they have to be, when they have to be, and they're trained to be there. They're also trained to do the job. They'll do the job, and with a good orientation into a civilian job, employers find out that there's less absenteeism, there's less problems. These things
better
all
attitudes
pay off,
because
all much better
you know
attitude.
One you know yeah it's yeah. just there. I mean, our young men and women that are in the service right now are just the cream of the crop. You know, nobody has to join there. You know that you know and that they re-enlist for multiple combat tours. Men and women do that. You know, they come out trained, and they come out strong, and they come out capable.
They do.
And people need to understand that. I don't, you know, this thing about, you know, veterans should have a preference. And it shouldn't be 2 points. I think it should be like 10 points for people coming back. That's just my feeling. Until they can get the veterans' unemployment down to what at least it matches the, you know. In the scenario, it really isn't even a comparison, because look who they're competing against. I mean, some of these people will never be at the level that the military are at, that these young men and women are at, as far as leadership and being able to be someplace when they're supposed to be. But it still doesn't seem to work. Anyway, I don't want to you know, pontificate about this. It's just that I know you're doing these different programs to help out, and I did not know about this one or the next one you're going to talk about right after this break. We're going to take a quick one here, Bob. We're going to take a break. Our guests, Jim Sains and Amber Yurton, and we're talking about hiring veterans and the Veterans Resource Job and Fair. That's going to be Thursday, but it's not just for veterans. It's also open to the public for other people wanting to find jobs. So don't feel like if you're not a veteran, you can't come, because you can. And they're working really hard here to help the veterans, and we really appreciate that for our community. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire.
Carl, if I can jump in for just a second. Angel asked a question, and there was an application that we talked about on Boomer Tech over the weekend called Girls Around Me, a very chilling application where it used location data from Facebook, Foursquare, and other check-ins to sift by gender, and it was a fairly scary thing because it was an application basically that would be a handy tool for stalkers and predators. That application has been pulled from the Apple App Store, but there are others similar to it, and it's a story that we're going to continue to track. It's one of the darker sides of social media check-in, especially in the hands of young people who haven't learned to be wary of these things.
We'll make some time for this week, Bob, to talk about that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right down there, it's Man's Last Stronghold. Go on down. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, one of my places that I go to. Our guest, Jim Sains and Amber Yerton from the Employment Deployment Division. Development Division. And we're talking about different things they've got going. Now, we talked about the VIP program, but there's another program, too. You've got four workshops, job search workshops. And
we do.
Is this for everybody or just the veterans for this?
No, it's still open to the public in general.
Okay, open to the public. And what are these for?
Well, we've broken them down to make it easy, and I'll have to read them off because they're done in a proper order, although you can join it anytime you want. The first one we have, which happens to be coming up this Friday, by the way, is Career Exploration, Hidden Job Market, Applications, Resumes, and Cover Letters, and then finally, the last thing is Interview Preparations. So if you've gone through all four of them, the final one says, okay, now you got to be ready to hit the road.
Okay.
Well, and they start at 9 every Friday, and they go to 12.
So you can listen to the show, and you just try
no
it down
fee,
there.
No fee. Not free. No fee. Amber,
you don't pay.
Correcting me, huh?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds to me like we're the Thursday event should be very interesting. Again, it's going to be Thursday, April 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building. It's not just for veterans, but it's also a Veterans Job and Resource Fair.
Correct.
Open for all job seekers, and some of the things, dress for success, bring your resume, meet and interview with employers. We have over 40 employers that are going to be there, employers
Correct.
And agencies that can hire. So agencies can even have more jobs out there.
Mm-hmm.
Find out about the job opportunities. They're going to take a look at your resume, if you have one, or help you prepare one, at least. Veterans benefits and resources, which is big. If you haven't been there, or the latest, because they changed dramatically. And then typing verifications by O2 staffing. So that says, yes, I can type at this speed.
A lot of times that's a requirement for a job, so we're offering the verifications there. Actually, O2 staffing is providing that, and it's a big thing. A lot of times people don't have that. So
that's great. Well, thank you very much for what you do. And let me write down this number, 225-2185, if you need to get a hold of Jim or Amber anywhere. And if you have questions for them, and there's a number of different things, of course, that they also have other information on about for hiring and for our veterans and for non-veterans.
Correct.
What's our rate of unemployment here in the county?
I happen to have brought that along
because
I figured you would ask. Right now, Shasta County, the Redding area, is 14.6.
Which Shasta County?
That's Shasta County.
Oh, Shasta County, 14.6. Do you believe that?
I do.
No, it's higher.
Okay.
I believe it from the information that they've got because our labor market is very thorough. So with the information that they are provided,
how many have stopped
working,
looking for work?
That I don't know.
That's a lot, though, right? How many people are underemployed?
A lot.
Okay. Would you say then really, I understand what you're saying. This is, this is the best you can do. I mean, not you, but they do is 14 point what?
14.6.
14.6. But if you add in the ones that have stopped looking for work and you're underemployed, you'd probably be up well into the 20s then, wouldn't you?
That's what the best people say, yeah.
Well, you know what? I think that every problem that Shasta County has, almost every problem Shasta County has, can be cured by jobs. And we need to all work together to bring employment here. And this is a big election year. And we need to look at the ones that want to lead us and find out exactly what their plans are and not these grandiose, I think it's really good for this to happen, crap about bringing employment to Shasta County in the North State. They're our leaders. They need to do something. They need to say, we're going to give tax breaks. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to make the whole job easier. And I don't mean to preach on it because you guys are sitting, you see it all the time. Are there a lot of new companies coming to you all and saying, hey, we're getting ready to start building?
There's not a lot of new companies coming in. There are new companies, but not this huge influx. But as far as getting a job, it's a job to get a job. It's just not going to fall on your lap. You have to work at it. And a lot of people
you've
don't
got
realize
lots of
that.
Jobs out. You do have jobs out there for people.
We're printing jobs just for Shasta County for our job fair. I've got over 400 jobs that we're going to be putting on the wall right now that are in CalJobs just in Shasta County.
Okay. You know what? That's a great way to finish that up then, Heather. 400 jobs. They're sitting right out there. 400 jobs sitting out there for people right here in Redding in the North State. None of my people will be able to go there because I'm going to give them a unfavorable, employee thing. But, okay, thank you so much. Amber.
Thank you.
For coming in and for riding a Harley, and Jim Sains for what you do for the for our community, both of you. I know it's your job, but I have a feeling that you two enjoy what you do and you enjoy helping.
Yeah.
Okay, and just remember, Nathan's 20% off this week. If you ride a Harley, you get a tattoo. Carl and the Bot, we'll be right back. I've got some ranting to do before we quit.
Behind every motorcycle is the story of the person who rides it. Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see the all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200 V model. While you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Redding Harley-Davidson, offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off I-5. Get on your bike and ride without destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, 241-7177. That's 241-7177. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center.
Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBaugh. Linda's on assignment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. Hilltop is just introduced TRICARE into their insurance plans they have there. They'll collect TRICARE's copay, their cost share, or deductible, and then they will bill TRICARE for services by the Hilltop Medical Clinic. Hilltop Medical Clinic has two locations in Reading. One is at 1093 Hilltop Drive across from the Country Kitchen, and the other is 2123 Eureka Way. Give them a call at 246-4629. They take TRICARE. Many places don't. I know the Dr. Pierce there. He's a great guy. It's not that he's just a great guy. He's a very, very good doctor also. He took a look at this. When I asked him, I said, Mark, you know, why don't you take TRICARE? And he says, you know what? We should. We should take it. And he fixed it. So there. You know, you can't beat that. Okay, all these things are going on tomorrow. Of course, Shasta County Veterans Collaborative out at Shasta College at 11:30. Employment Fair. We've got Ducks Unlimited this weekend. We've got Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Let's talk about a couple other things here. Tomorrow we're going to have Dean Monroe on, and he's running for supervisor also. He's one of the ones. He's a professor out at Shasta College, and I can't wait to talk to him. What I saw last night in the debate last night out there at the Reading Tea Party put on. And it was, I tell you what, I don't care if you're a Tea Partier or an Occupier. You should go out there and listen to these things. And afterwards, they have these breakout sessions where you can go in and talk to these guys. And they're all guys, so I can say that. Standing room only, but LaMalfa and, Honestead. Okay, I'm not putting down anybody else because there were some great. Mike DeQuisto got in there and got into, I mean, he was ready, loaded for bear. Greg Cheadle's always ready. The Jim Reed has said he's trying to defend Obama's policies or try to get around defending Obama's policies, and that's tough. But the questions that went after were after LaMalfa at first, but LaMalfa and Honestead didn't go at each other. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, maybe they're saving it. Maybe they think they can get into the primaries. But the big thing is pledges. When DeQuisto asked LaMalfa, are you going to take that money that Wally Herger has and use it in your campaign? Are you going to say you're not going to use it? And LaMalfa said, no, I'm going to use it if it's offered. Of course I would. And when they asked Honestead if he was going to take the money from McClintock, he said McClintock's only giving him $2,000. Is only going to give him $2,000. I'm not sure if that means he's not going to give him more later or if that was kind of a political kind of answer, which I hate. Anyway, that was the first one. It was a good debate. Now, okay, let's talk about Obama and let's talk about the Solar Trust. The Solar Trust Company. Solar Trust Company, another one of the solar companies, just went bankrupt. Bankrupt for, $2.1 billion? $2.1 billion? I know people out there in the chat room are talking about it. I saw it in the paper today. It goes bankrupt. Another one. Now the question is how much money from the government did they get their money from us, from the taxpayers, or was this kind of like privately funded? I'd like to see how that somebody follow that out. And then Obama's a blatant attack on the Supreme Court. I can't believe, frankly, that the president would be this naive to say that he talks about judicial activists on the Supreme Court. I can't believe he really said that, because what he did is he says if they overturn Obamacare, this ruling and blessing from above, from Obama and his people, even though they've been working on it since, of course, the Clinton administration, that they should just let it go through. And if they overturn it, they are judicial activists. I'm sorry, but isn't part of the government, isn't the government, it goes into an executive branch, a legislative branch, and the judicial branch, and it's the Supreme Court. Yes, they're not elected, they're appointed. But they're appointed for a reason, so that they won't be swayed back and forth every year. And for Obama to say that they're not judicial activists is naive at best and just totally a lie at the worst. Because he knows. Who did he put in there? He put in two women, one of whom argued for Obamacare, and yet she is not recusing herself from this. So what do you call that, President? And what happens if the Republicans pass something that the Supreme Court just said, oh, sorry, that this is unconstitutional? Does that mean they're judicial activists if they agree with you? The biggest danger there is if Obama gets reelected is that he gets two more picks for the Supreme Court, because if he does, my friends, stand by. You know, those Second Amendment rights that you wanted, those Second Amendment rights that were guaranteed to you under the Constitution, well, maybe not so fast. That was a 5-4 vote. Just think of that. Before you get into these fights and say, I'm not going to vote for Romney if he wins the nomination, think about that. Think about the big picture. As somebody said yesterday, and I think they maybe exaggerated a little bit, I'd vote for Mr. Potato Head before President Obama. No, not that. But take a good look at what the future's going to be. Hey, tomorrow, another great show. Carl and Linda Bott here. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
And thank you for listening.
Which are you?
Sorry about that. Thank you for listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
My ground.